This is a doctor indicating a follow-up progress note, patient name D-U-N-N, Dunn, Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, data service, 10-15-2023, place, Franklinwood, Genesis, nursing rehab. Data service 10-15-2023. Patient is a follow-up note. Subjective has been admitted for a subacute rehab. Patient has an ambulatory dysfunction, COPD. She was hospitalized. To Union Memorial Hospital because of the fracture. Supracondylar femoral fracture in the left. She underwent open reduction internal fixation. Left femur insertion of intramedullary nail. She tolerated the procedure well. Postoperatively, physical therapy done. She was also managed for acute hypoxic respiratory failure with the COPD exacerbation. She also known history of cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction of 15% to 25%. Patient was managed and subsequently sent to the rehab. She has a previous femoropopliteal bypass, bivascular surgery. When I saw the patient today, she's doing well, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. She said she's working with physical therapy. She still has some pain and aches, get relief with medication. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, pain in the left leg, but getting better, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuron sync, physical, patient is awake, she's alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 136 over 88, pulse 78, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 95%. Next up, GVD, chest, non tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, valves on positive extremities. Left leg, tenderness, has a dressing in place with ACE wrap. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed by me. Assessment, patient has been admitted, status post fracture, left femur, supracondylar, status post intramedullary nailing. Left femur, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line status post acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to COPD exacerbation, improving, next line diabetes mellitus, next line heart failure with ejection fraction of 15% to 20%, but that has significantly improved with the recent echo on 12/19 that revealed ejection fraction at 55% to 60%, but currently repeat echocardiogram during October 2023 showing ejection fraction at 25% to 30%. So recent echo done in October 2023 is ejection fraction at 25% to 30%. She has been maintained on heart failure medications, including Aneresto, Carvedilol, Spironolactone. Previous history of CVA in 12-2019. History of CVA in 12-2019. Also known history of coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease. I have reviewed all her medication, will continue current medication. She's on insulin, will be continued. Blood sugar will be monitored. I have reviewed the lab. She does have anemia. I will do iron studies, follow up iron, TIBC and ferritin, and follow BMP-CBC tomorrow. Care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.